يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What connection does the blessed month of Ramadan have with the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif? Let us together explore this from four angles. Firstly, during the blessed month of Ramadan, mu'mineen recite dua al-iftitah on a daily basis. This dua bears in it glimpses and reminders about the pivotal position of our 12th holy imams, unique imamath, and what good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish through his blessed hands. In this dua, we implore to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support and aid the imam when we say, O Allah, and bless the one vested with your authority, the one hoped for, who will arise, the awaited bringer of justice. O Allah, appoint him the summoner to your book. Through him, make manifest your religion and the way of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he need not hide any part of the truth for fear of any creature. Secondly, the Imam is a means and channel for receiving divine blessings, subhanallah, either with his du'as for us or by the fact that following him entails a special favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one sincerely follows in the steps of the Imam and embodies those traits that the Imam seeks in us, these become a factor for us to attain different forms of successes. These are referred to in dua al-iftitah when we read, O Allah, through him put right our disorder, heal our divisions, make many our few, and make mighty our weak, and free our debtors, lift us out of our poverty, and remedy our shortcomings, make easy our difficulties, and brighter our countenances, and make successful our pursuits, and answer our du'as. Thirdly, during this blessed month in which our deeds are amplified, we strive to do all possible forms of good in order to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on the day of judgment, in which these a'mal and deeds will be put in our scale of deeds on the mizan. If we really scrutinize this matter, we find that this has a connection with the Imam of our time. In this world also, because as you know, our deeds are presented to every divinely appointed hujjah or proof of Allah. Each era, respectively, on a daily basis, according to some narrations. In one of the ahadith, without the narrator having said anything, Imam As-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi told Dawood al-Ruqi, O Dawood, your deeds were presented to me on Thursday, and among them I saw you have enjoined your family relations with your cousin so and so, and I was pleased by that. Dawood responded, I had a cousin who was a stubborn, bad-hearted hater of Ahlul Bayt. I found out that he and his family were passing through difficult times, so I took some money to them for their expenses before leaving for Mecca. Subhanallah. In addition, on the night of Qadr, the angels descend to the Hujjah of Allah of each era to inform him of the divine decrees that will take place until the coming year and what has been determined for each servant based on their deeds and state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qadr, "In it the angels and the spirit descend by the leave of their Lord with every command." In this beautiful, thought-provoking verse, the word descend is used in the present tense, which means they do so every year. The only reason for them to descend with all of these affairs and information is to deliver it to the person to whom it pertains. Otherwise, what does it mean for them to just descend to earth with all that on the night of Qadr, with special divine permission accompanied by the Ruhul Quds? What would they even be coming to do if they did not have a special mission to meet this proof of Allah, who today is our 12th Holy Imam, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif? Fourthly, in his book, Kamaluddin Shaykh al-Saduq reports a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he says, "The great call from the sky will be on Friday Eve on the 23rd night of the month of Ramadan. This call, which is considered to be one of the inevitable signs of the reappearance of the 12th Imam, will be given by Jibreel al-Amin, who will say, 'Behold, Muhammad ibn al-Hassan is the Qa'im of Ali Muhammad, the uprising leader of this progeny. So listen to him and follow him. Verily, the truth lies with Ali and his followers. All people will hear it in their own languages, and every creature who has a soul will understand it.' 5 months later, on a Friday, on the day of Jum'ah, on the day of Ashura, our Imam's complete Dhuhr will happen. And on the Saturday after it, people will come to pay allegiance to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the success and honor to be amongst his sincere followers, whose deeds please him and who truly understand how this beautiful month of Ramadan is linked to this Imam of our time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh."